Newton, scrambling, running. To the goal line. Touchdown. Cam Newton on a 16-yard run on 3rd and 11 to punch it in for the Panthers after the fumble.
The tatless Cam Newton scoring a TD. Oh, baby, we fantasize everything when it's fantasy time on the Robert Wool Show. Yeah, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire for you. That was a Cam Newton scoring in a preseason football game against, I think, a couple of the vendors.
Cincinnati.
Don't they run those in the second quarter? They let the Cincinnati.
No, this is week three, Jeffrey. They play three quarters, their starters. Typically.
Jeff Cesario and Johnny Fink here filling in for Robert Wall. Johnny Fink, this is really your stretch of turf here. It is Fantasy Friday. As I said before, Fantasy Forts Spicks. That's what I called it. Instead of Fantasy Sports Picks, I called it Fantasy Forts Spicks. And Forts Spicks is where I did my time in the Marines. Mike Harmon, fantasy expert for FoxSports.com. Mike, how are you today?
What is going on? I thought we were going to talk some Wisconsin football.
Oh,
I'm a Big Ten guy, too.
So baby, don't. Where, Mike, where?
I'm a Northwestern grad.
Excellent. You know, the two programs who've really turned the Big Ten around and made it a competitive conference again are Wisconsin and Northwestern. There, we are personally responsible for giving the morons at Indiana hope, Mike.
Wow, there you go. The morons. Well, that's a tough one. I mean, we had an incident with the Indiana coach in the good world of Fox Sports Radio a couple weeks ago.
So, oh, you did? What happened?
I don't want to go down that road.
What happened? Let me find that out first.
There was a blow up with the morning show of him. Coach was on hold, and while they were cracking on Indiana's lack of recent football tradition, shall we say. And the interview did not go well. But, you know, for Northwestern, I'm still waiting on my 7-pound dumbbells that they gave out to media for Dan Persis Heisman. So I can get all swole. But, you know, what are you going to do?
See, that's Northwestern. Only they would go two tangents deep on a little gift. So listen, what's going on in the fantasy world? Johnny Fink has a fantasy team. Johnny, who have you drafted? What is the how?
Well, I don't have my draft yet, but I guess I have a few questions for Mike and
please.
So let me start with something a little different. If people are playing in a league with like a point per reception league, I'm sure that has an impact on who your top running back would be and who your top picks would be going through. But let's back it up a little bit. If there's not a point per reception league, your number one back would be who?
It doesn't matter. It's Jamaal Charles regardless.
Regardless.
I am the mutant going after the little guy, even though Todd Haley keeps talking about Thomas Jones. Look, Thomas Jones basically fell forward for the second half of the season, and now he's worried more about fighting rookie wide receivers than dominating at the behind Jamaal Charles. They bring in McLean as a fullback. Remember, he was very effective for Ray Rice before he got all excited at the opportunity when guys were banged up to be a tailback. Well, he goes back and realizes he's a better fullback, so he'll be there. Better defense, better offense. I'm going Jamaal Charles in a bit of an upset. As much as I love Foster and the steadiness of AP, I've got some concerns on their respective teams.
And what about Rice? Doesn't Ray Rice climb up the rankings a little bit with the point per reception?
Yeah, we've got him in the top four. He's now jumped ahead of Chris Johnson, who's vexing everybody. I believe the thing right now is if you go in and you go to draft him, make sure you go light a candle outside the nearby church because you're going to need to hope they come to resolution on this contract issue soon. Otherwise, you're going on hope that you get him for 13 games and that the hammies and knees and all of that stay together once he gets back on the field. But right now you're taking a big risk because it's looking like we may have a Vincent Jackson situation.
In that format, in that type of a league, does that change who your top wide receiver would be?
Well, I think what we see a wide receiver actually working up some of the ranks, and over at my site on SwollenDome.com, I did a listing of the top target players from last year and going into the efficiency ranks, which kind of mutates the things a little bit. But you've got the usual suspects. It's Roddy White. It's Andre Johnson. It's Reggie Wayne, even though he's now popping off about, you know, them bringing in Kerry Collins and, you know, how they might as well bring in me, I guess. I have as much knowledge of their playbook right now as any of the others. But, you know, you've got those guys at the top, Hakeem Nicks, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald, even though the quarterback situation last year and Arizona was just positively atrocious, he was still the third most targeted player in the game. Why? Throw it up, Larry, go get it. The touchdowns weren't there, but the other numbers were, and we suspect those to rebound with Cobb under center. So it's the usual suspects. I don't know that there's much of a variance going on there.
Jeff Cesario, Johnny Fink here, talking to Mike Harmon, fantasy expert for FoxSports.com. And oddly enough, Mike, I actually have a question.
Hit me.
Where do you guys find the time to do this? I'm shocked that
this
anybody.
Is my work, baby.
What's that?
This is my work. Crack and
well, you, you, yes.
Yelling about it.
You,
so.
but I mean, the
I'm the only one. I'm the only one who does it.
You know, they do it while their cohorts are taking coffee breaks at work or going out for the 45-minute smoke break.
Oh, I'm sure, Mike, that they're they're doing it not on company time.
And that's what I'm saying. They're taking care of their fantasy business while other people take what are the approved breaks.
I'm sure so you know
it's
about...
It's actually a noble activity.
What's the statistic about how much time is actually wasted by on the job by people who...
I saw it last year. It was into the $200 million, or it may have even gotten higher than that, but...
The pack, though, as one of the reasons people are killing time.
But as time wasters?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But you're also looking at the fact that people are being forced in a lot of cases to stay at their workplace longer.
That's true.
Given the economy, so psychologically, it gives them a little lift. So,
they need a break. So it's therapeutic,
At some level it is. So I would make an argument that without that, you got a lot of people that face burnout. We've got a lot more issues.
And it's not stealing Post-it pads and Sharpies as often as they would.
Well, they are stealing the Sharpies. You got to keep revising that draft board. So
I am so impressed with that ladling of BS that I am completely going to let it slide. Go ahead. Go for your quarterback.
Let me throw out a few names, though, as far as guys that I think that are, you know, not obvious picks and certainly not first rounders, but guys that I think that are you know, could be very helpful for teams. It's Tim Hightower. Tell me about what you think of him.
Well, if he can get some stick'em from the Raiders teams of yore to hang on to the ball in goal line situations, he'll be just fine. Now, I mean, the hardest part here is that he's gone to the fifth ring of hell, which means you're playing running back for Mike Shanahan. And on a week-to-week basis, your name comes out of the hat. Maybe you're the starter. Maybe you end up in the proverbial doghouse. So that's the only thing with Hightower. The upside's there. We saw it in Arizona as a goal line guy when he held out of the ball, as a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. And he's looked good so far in Washington. But you still have terrain. The guy I'd be hitching my wagon to is Helu out of Nebraska.
Oh, I'm going to hitch my wagon to that dude.
I'd draft him late and let someone else try to, you know, bank on Hightower keeping that job.
Because it seems that Shanahan's kind of made indications that Hightower is going to be the guy, but you're just saying that the revolving door is just always happening. Yeah.
I mean, that's Shanahan since his days in Denver.
Right.
The only guy he ever leaned on consistently was Clinton Portis. And since then, it's been, you know, a veritable revolving door.
Right.
So I don't know that I can put too much into it. Plus, you got to figure they're going to work him very hard to try to grind games down because the defense has issues. They lost another player just in the preseason game last night. And you're looking at the fact that you have Rex Grossman or John Beck under center. I don't think I need to state my case any more emphatically than that.
And what about should people be interested in Marshawn Lynch out in Seattle? Is he going to be the guy?
Yeah, he's the only guy they have on the roster. I mean, in terms of being a workhorse back. But again, you're going to jump past Tavares Jackson as your leader of the offense. On paper, it looks good, but unless they go to Charlie Whitehurst or figure out how to get Mike Brown to finally come to his senses that he might be able to get some value for Carson Palmer, I think the offensive upside may be limited there. But with Lynch, you're not having to invest much. I mean, he's right around where Hightower is in that RB3 position. So you're looking at mainly a flex play or even just bench insurance with the occasional spot play in that NFC West.
Be honest, Mike. Do you have a pick or two that you do not reveal, that you keep slickly and slyly up your sleeve for your own fantasy league?
No, because my whole business is predicated on being the loudest guy trumpeting my picks. Because if you're throwing stuff up against the wall and it fails, who cares? So you're trying to read tea leaves. So why keep it on the sleeve? You know, you do it in the draft rooms, although you would think that by now people would be reading all my stuff and trying to, you know, snag that guy the extra round before I do. But, you know, as a you would believe. There's a lot of folks that think they're the smartest guy in the room.
So we got about 30 seconds left. Who would be your darkest of dark horse picks? Somebody nobody would be expecting off the fantasy board that might really help their team.
Well, I'll tell you, we go to Pittsburgh where Antonio Brown is probably the fourth guy on the depth chart at the moment. But Emmanuel Sanders, speed guy, foot injury, hasn't been able to be in camp very much. He just got back on the practice field. Brown's been a return guy. First step is killer. And the way they've got speed and more speed for Ben Roethlisberger, who folks forget missed four games last year. Look out for a big season.
Mike Harmon, fantasy expert for FoxSports.com. Thank you so much for coming on again, and go Wildcats. Thanks for coming on,
there
buddy.
There you go. Appreciate it, guys. Continued dominance.
See you, Mike.
I tell you, that was, for me, like listening to two mechanics talk over the transmission of my car. But we have more coming up. We have Justin Upton, the amazing right fielder for the Arizona Diamondbacks, headed our way on the Robert Walsh Show. This is Jeff Cesario, Johnny Fink, filling in for Robert. Stick around for Justin Upton. We are coming right back.
Call Robert at 855-500-9845 or check out robertwalshshow.com. This is the Robert Walsh Show.